Wow, so many smiling faces this morning. It's awesome to see all of you here. For those of you that don't know me, I'm Mike Kefauver. I support all these fine young people, and it's my privilege to be in ministry with them. And we're going to do a time with the children this morning. I see so many bright young faces. Can you guys come down front maybe this morning, and we'll have a little bit of time together? So you can sit right in there, anywhere you want. I have visual aids, though, so you have to be close so that you can see the visual aids. Come on down. Everybody in here, there's plenty of room. Come on across. One thing that's really bad is when you get older, you need glasses to help you read. So I have to have some glasses on to help me read. Have you guys, any of you, ever had a talk like with your mom or dad or maybe grandma or grandpa about things that are bad for you to eat or drink? Anything? Have you ever had anything like that? Maybe. Anybody had anything like that? Do you know what they call stuff, some of the stuff that's bad for you to eat or drink? Alcohol is bad. Okay. That's good. Pop, that's good or bad. Okay. Can you think of, there's a word that starts with a P. Wes. Poison. Now, this is just a little bit kind of scary, so I don't want you to be scared by it. But has anybody ever seen that symbol?
Yeah.
What's it called? You know?
It means like the bottle's full of poison.
Yes, it means the bottle's full of poison or stuff that we shouldn't eat or drink. Some, that's called the skull and the crossbones. So if you ever see that, sometimes they do it in movies, and the movies are kind of fun and that sort of thing. So it's not really a scary thing, but that's to, if you see it, ever see it on a bottle or anything like that, you really want to kind of stay away from that, okay? So there's things that are not for, that are really not good for you. Can you think of something that's good for you to drink? Yes.
Milk,
okay? Yes. What else? Water. Yes. Apple juice. So there's a lot of good things for us to take in too. Okay? But there's some things that are really bad for us to kind of take in. Now, I want to know if you've ever seen this symbol. Nope. Anybody ever seen that? Oh, wow. This guy is called Mr. Yuck. He's called Mr. Yuck, and he's supposed to be a little more upbeat kind of version of this, okay? So sometimes you'll see Mr. Yuck on things that you're supposed to not have, eat or drink in your life, okay? Now, why do you think your mommy and daddy talk to you about poisons and things that you shouldn't take in? Why? Okay, so that when you grow up, you know differently. Do you suppose they do it because they love you? Because they really care about you?
Yeah, because if you drink any poison, you'll die.
Right. You'll die or get sick or bad things will happen. So they want to talk to you about those things because they love you so much and they want the best for you for now and the future. Well, God is like that too. Okay? And God in the Bible tells us about some things. And if Mr. Yuck was around when Jesus was around, he would put Mr. Yuck stickers on some things. Okay? Can you think of one thing, just one thing, that maybe Jesus would have put a Mr. Yuck symbol on? Or maybe God would have put a Mr. Yuck symbol on? I have some hints for you. What do you think about this? Lying. Do you think he would say that's really bad for you because, you know, poisons will make you sick physically and that sort of thing, but lying can really make you sick in your life because you get in a lot of trouble and things happen. Can you think of anything else? I have some more hints. How about this one? Anybody read that? That's cheating. Cheating on tests or that sort of thing. Those are bad for you. What about this? Stealing. Right. So the Bible has a lot of different things in it that if we knew today, if Jesus had Mr. Yuck stickers, he'd put them in there. So why do you think, and there's some other ones here too, like bad language, Has anybody ever been asked not to use bad language? Okay, that you want to, you know, have language that's uplifting and helping others. And how about hurting others? Has anybody ever gotten in trouble because you kind of hurt your brother or sister or something? Well, that's a Mr. Yuck. That's something that isn't good for us when we do. Yeah, me too. My sister and I. Yeah, well, whatever. So why do you suppose that the Bible, who was provided by God, why do you suppose the Bible has so many things in it that maybe would have Mr. Yuck stickers on them? Why do you suppose? He's telling you not to do those things, okay? Why do you suppose he tells you not to do those things? Why do you suppose those things are in there? Why do your parents tell you not to drink poisons? Because they love you, and they know that those things will hurt you. Well, God put those things in the Bible. Yeah, water is good for you. Yeah, that's right. It doesn't make you sick. So God loves you so much that he gave you the Bible. That's why you need to study the Bible. When you go to Sunday school, you need to understand what's in there.
Water.
Yes, that's good. You drink some water when you go downstairs, okay? Because it's really good for you.
And I drink
water in bed. Yeah. So when you go downstairs and your Sunday school teachers are helping you understand the Bible, I want you to remember it's because God and Jesus love you so much that he wants you to know what's good for you and for... Yeah, no germs. That's right. Okay? Let's say a prayer together, okay? And you keep talking because that's good for you, okay? You tell your Sunday school teachers and everything what's on your heart. Okay, can we pray now? You know how to pray? You want to put your hands together? And we'll be real quiet? Okay. Dear Jesus, thank you for all the things that you've given us in the Bible. Help us to study your words so we know what's good and bad for us. And we know that the things that you've told us that are bad for us aren't to be mean. It's just because you love us so much and you want to protect us. Help us to know that your love is real and help us to do everything to make you happy. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, you guys can go to Sunday school now.